We're so excited that you've joined us this morning. Isaiah chapter 58 is in the middle of the Bible. We're going to read the whole chapter. So you really want to find one of these beautiful blue books on the side of you or behind you and grab one of those, because we're going to be looking at the Word of God this morning. I'm so excited to preach this Word. We talked about last week pursuing God. And really looking at that and really taking everything else out of the picture. And for me, I'm a achiever. I'm a planner. Any planners in the room? Like, I'm going to have a plan about the plan for the plan that's going to come. And I that's just the way that my mind works. And so the Lord really spoke to Ted and I at the end of last year that if we would seek God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, that everything else would come into fruition. Everything else would begin to have a moment where God would begin to do the work, and we would just stand back and say, look at the Lord. Look at what the Lord has done. And so if you weren't here with us last Sunday, because it was New Year's Day and you partied on New Year's Eve, and I'm joking, welcome to Hope Community. And so we're going to be looking at seven things for the new year, and we're not preaching on these, but this is our vision. You'll notice we won't have money visions, or we won't have things that we're doing, although we'll be doing some physical things. We really felt that the Lord said this year to pursue God. And so we have seven ways. They're on the back of your bulletin. I'm not preaching on these seven ways. I'm preaching on one of the seven ways, but I wanted to go over them just in case you weren't in the house last Sunday. Number one, pray. We're going to ask that you would pray with us. Pray on Sundays at 9:15. We have Nicolette and Mike pray in the room right next door. So show up 30 minutes early and pray. Pray on Sunday mornings. Every fifth Sunday of the month, we will be having a special time of prayer. We're going to call it Prayer and Praise. And we're asking that you would begin to use your voice to speak to the Lord. Number two, everybody say number two. We're going to be sharing on the gospel, inviting one person to church every single week. We've done this in our youth, and our youth doubled last year. We started at 20 and 22, and now we're at 40. And so we're saying to our youth group, 40 now becomes the new 80. And so we're just believing for multiplication, and that happens with you. Turn to your neighbor and say, it happens with me. Because I don't know the people you know, and I don't walk in the places you walk in. And your sphere and your influence has the power to reach people that we don't have. And so you begin making an intention of your heart. Not, I intended to do it. Because when you intended to lose weight, you may not be losing weight. But when you get intentional about losing weight, what happens? You start saying, oh, I can't eat that diet Dr. Pepper. Got to go. And so whenever you look at that and say, I'm going to invite someone to church, that means that becomes the purpose of my heart. And you can do that on social media for all you people that are on media all the time. Just share and say, one time a week, I'm going to make this post about Jesus and his kingdom. Number three, everybody say number three, the Bible reading plan. Some of you have joined us. It has been so awesome. If you haven't joined us, join us. We have a written copy right outside at the welcome desk. Grab one of those if you like the old written copies and start reading the Word of God. We are reading through two chapters of the Old Testament a day and one chapter of the New Testament a day. And if you feel like I've never read the Bible before, here's what you do. Just read the New Testament. My family, we started in Matthew, and we're just reading through Matthew because the Old Testament got heavy for us as a family with a 10-year-old. And so we said, we're just going to read the New Testament this year. And we started commenting, go on our media pages, click the link, and you can grab a hold of that and start reading with us. So many people reading the Bible together. And then comment, because we read our comments to our family, and we love hearing what you have to say. And what God is speaking to you, the Holy Spirit, because he is a diverse, he'll speak a different word out of the same passage to you that he'll speak to her, that he'll speak to you. And it's incredible to see us love the Word of God together. Number four, join us, and we'll be preaching about this today, in a 21-day fast. And to continue to fast with us on Mondays. I'm so glad you showed up to church this morning, where we're going to be talking about not eating food for the next 21 days in some type of way. Number five, I'm coming back there. Serve in some capacity at Hope Community. We need you to help us with our children, with our nursery, as greeters. And so sign up right when you walk out of the door and be a part of that. Number six, we are asking encouraging you to commit to discipleship through Wednesday night Bible study. There's a Bible study, a small group at Jeremy and Amber's house, the first Friday of every month. And then Hope Abounds meets this Saturday at 10:30 for the adults. And so if you want to be a part of that, just show up right here at church. And number 7, faithful Sunday morning attendance. Are you ready to get into the Word of God? At Isaiah chapter 58. We're just going to read that vision because we believe that the Lord would have us to walk in that way. This title of the message is called, And Get Ready for Fasting. Can we pray? Lord, we pray that this is a word that you have spoke to us years ago and started as a pattern of our lives. And we have seen your hand move through that discipline, that particular discipline. And Lord, I pray today that it would not be my words, that it would simply, as we read the Word of God, that you would become living and active, and that you would sort of prick us and pierce us on what way we are to fast in the next 21 days. Because Lord, we want to pursue you. Lord, we want to see salvation. And we want to see baptism. We want to see people filled with the Holy Spirit walking in the plans and the purposes for their lives. And God, we know that sometimes that happens through prayer, but sometimes also the Bible says to include fasting onto our prayers. And so for the next 21 days, we are going to include fasting to our prayers, to our reading, to our worship. God, knowing that when we do, that there will be a special of the Holy Spirit in this place. And God, those prayers that we have been praying for days and weeks and years, God, that we'll begin to see the answers to those prayers in 23. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said amen. Amen. Isaiah 58 says, cry out loud. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and declare to my people their transgressions and to the house of Jacob their sins. For they seek me daily and they delight to know my ways as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments, and they delight to draw near to me. Why have we fasted, God, and you have not seen it? We have humbled ourselves, and you take no knowledge of it. Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure. You oppress your workers. Behold, you're fast only to quarrel and to fight, and you hit each other with wicked fists. Fasting like this, yours this day, will not make your voice be heard on high. Is this a fast, God says, that I choose? One day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call that a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? And the Lord goes into what he has called us to fasting. If you're not familiar with fasting, the word fast, both in the Greek and in the Hebrew, actually means self-denial. Somebody say self-denial. So in the next couple of verses, the Lord is getting ready to preach to us that when we deny ourselves, that this is what the Lord promises to do. Now, we love the promises of God. I love the promises of God for my family, for my church, for my kids' school, for my future, for my generations, for my legacy. I love that, but sometimes I don't really love self-denial, because denying myself is tough. It means that I think of myself less and I think of him more, that he would increase and that I would decrease. And guess what helps me to do that? Fasting. Why? Because fasting simply places into the hand of God those things that concern me. I remember I told this story last week when Pastor and I went to El Salvador. And we're sitting there, and the missionaries that we had served with said, we have been fasting for this trip. They said praying, of course, but they said, we've been fasting. And you know, the Lord moved and he healed people. There was, I think, someone in that village, that mountain village. We built a church out there. You guys helped us. Thank you for giving. And so we built this church in the mountains, and there was a man, and they prayed over him, and he got delivered from his sickness. Why? Because they had been fasting for that moment, that time where the Lord would have an open window through our lives. And that's what fasting does. It denies ourselves of the very thing that we want. Now, there are many times in scripture, you may have heard part of Esther. She's a queen, and they have a nationwide fast because they're getting ready to kill the Jews. And so they call a fast. And then Ezra fasts as the nation returns to Israel. And he only drinks water, and he mourns over the sins of his country. Daniel, you might have heard of Daniel. He had what people would call a Daniel fast, and we'll get into that a little bit later, where he didn't eat any pleasant bread. I'm assuming king cake. And he didn't have any pleasant bread, and he didn't eat any meat and wine. And for 21 days, all he ate was fruits and vegetables. But did you know that Abraham Lincoln, in the middle of the war between the North and the South, called a fast? That he called a nationwide fast. The entire North began to fast. And he said the next week, somebody say the next week. The next week they begin to see what? Oppression leave. And those things that were horrific in our nation began to leave. Why? Because the man of God called a fast for the country. Do you know that in World War II, that Winston Churchill, in his memoirs, he writes this. He said, we decided as Great Britain, as a country, that we would call a fast because Hitler was getting ready to take over our nation. And they call a nationwide fast, and Hitler decides not to take over Great Britain. And not only that, you begin to see famous things happen like D-Day, and that's whenever the crux of the war began to switch for us instead of Hitler and for Germany. Why? Because when we fast, oppression leaves, the chains leave, the yokes leave. Do you remember when Governor John Bel Edwards, right when COVID started and Louisiana was the worst hit? I don't know if we were watching the TV and Governor John Bel Edwards said this. He said, I'd like to call a statewide fast for 3 days. And he said, and I remember Ted and I participating, that COVID would begin to take out of our state. What a declaration. In a time where our country never even talks about the name of Jesus, that he said, let's call a fast. This week, for 21 days at Hope Community, we are calling a fast. Look back at verse number 6. It says this, is this not the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness. Now, if you're taking notes or you're underline what God will do when you begin to fast. To undo the straps of the yoke and to let the oppressed go free. And to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house or into the house of the God of our Lord? When you see the naked, that you would cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh, then, somebody say then shall your light break forth like dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Some of us in the room, we've been sick forever. And I think sometimes the Lord would say, but if you begin to fast and if you begin to believe God for your healing, it will spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call. Somebody say call. And the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and God will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst and the pointing of the finger, and you quit speaking wickedness, watch God do this. When you start fasting, you won't point a finger. Why? Because you're praying for him. You can't talk about him because you're fasting for him and you're praying for the move of God. If you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light shall rise up in the darkness and your glory will be as the noonday, and the Lord will guide you, somebody say, continually. And he will satisfy your desire in scorched places, and he will make your bones strong, and you will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water. We receive your rain, whose waters do not fail, and your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt, and you will rise up the foundations of many generations. I'm just speaking that as we fast, that we would see the ancient ruins of Houma, particularly East Houma, begin to be rebuilt, that we would begin to see that happen as we fast. You will be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of streets to dwell in. Because I want to fast right now, hearing what the Lord will do. Here's nine things that I pulled out of the scripture, and then we're going to talk about different kinds of fasts. what does fasting do? Number one, it loosens the bonds of wickedness. If you're writing it down or go back to your scripture, what does fasting do? It loosens the bonds of wickedness. If you're in a situation in your family, at your job, and there is something and you can't quite describe it, you know what I'm talking about? When you go in a place and there's something that is wrong, when you fast, the Bible says that your fasting will begin to loose the bonds of wickedness that are in a particular place. And so if you're facing that, that is something that you can begin to fast for. Number two, it will undo heavy burdens. So if you know of a burden, it's almost like it would be supernatural where you can't even come up with out of that burden. You know what I'm talking about? When there's such a depression, such a discouragement, such an anxiety over someone's life or over your own life, what do you need to do? Fast. Why? Because the Bible says that he will begin to undo heavy burdens. Number three, it will let the oppressed go free. We would fast for people. I remember fasting for people, particularly whenever we fast on Monday mornings. I'm a specific faster. I always, if the Lord speaks that into my heart, and I remember just praying for students and our youth, and there would be an individual, and God would give me an individual name that was oppressed. We would see someone that was struggling with depression or suicidal thoughts, and I begin to pray over that person by name, and then I would add to that prayer fasting. Why? Because the Bible says the oppressed will go free when I fast. And we've seen students hand their life over to Jesus. Number four, you would break every yoke. Somebody say break every yoke. Now that's not eggs on Sunday morning whenever you get out the eggs, because those are expensive. Can I get an amen? But the yoke is something that is tied to you. Like it's something that you say, I'm going to break that. I'm going to beat that. But you always go back to that. I was sitting behind two men. We were at an Honor Band concert yesterday and they were talking about dipping. And they dip and they do two cans a day. My dad used to dip. And so I was just listening. I'm like eavesdropping, you know, like just, oh yeah, I'm listening to their conversation. And so, and they were just talking about how hard it is because they started dipping when they're 15 and now they're my age. And now they're just sort of like used to it. And I thought, but there is a God that I know that whenever you begin to fast and pray, it says that he will let go of the yoke that is in your life. How do I know? Because my father, who was addicted to dipping, whenever he saw the hand of God in his life, he immediately flushed it down a can. And now 20, 25, 30 years has never picked it up again. There's a power in your fasting. If you're praying for the yoke, some kind of thing that always gets you. Number five, what does fasting produce? It will produce giving bread to the hungry and providing the poor with housing. I want things for me. But fasting also produces things for others. See, we're fasting is self-denial. So, God, I can't wait to see the bond of wickedness gone or heavy burdens or the yoke to be set free. But also, God begins to speak up of creative ways that we can be his hands and his feet, that we can shine light into the darkness, that we can be the salt of the earth. And so God would allow us, as we fast, that we would begin to think about those that have less, than those that have needs. How can I be a blessing? We have the fridges outside. Of course, hey, y'all, they worked on the shower this week. Hallelujah. So we can have showers. But then the Lord would say, as you fast, begin to ask me, what can I do to help those around me? Number six, it will allow the people's light to break forth like the morning. Number seven, it will cause your health to spring forth speedily. I remember my first fast, I was in the Presbyterian church. My mom gave her life, First Presbyterian on Barrow Street in Houma. And we had a fast. My youth pastor, his daughter, had a cancerous spot. She was 8 years old, had a cancerous spot right over her head. It just showed up overnight. They tested it out. It was cancerous. We had about 100 people in our church. And we called my pastor at the time, Pastor Bill. He called a fast, a church-wide fast. My family participated. I was a little kid. I was 8 years old. So here's what we did. My mom said, how do you want to fast? And I said, well, no candy. And so we didn't eat. That's big for a kid. And so I'm sitting there and we fasted for this girl. Her name was Jordan, and Jordan Johnson, and we fasted her for the whole week. Why? God, we need to it whenever they came back in front of the church and said, her cancer is completely gone. What faith for an 8-year-old little girl who gave up some candy lollipops to look at that and say, that's my God. And when my fast happened, that healing began to spring forth immediately. So if you're needing a healing or someone in your life needs a healing, why don't you begin to fast in that direction? Number 8, the Bible says it will cause his righteousness to go before me. So if you're in a situation and you need the Lord to move because people are saying things about you or they're talking about you, clearly you need God's righteousness to go before you, and you can do that by fasting. You don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to talk about anybody else. You can just stand there confident. Why? Because I fasted. I have put that situation, I have put that gossip, I have put that unkind word before the Lord, and he has it because I've fasted and I handed it over to him. And the last thing that fasting does in this particular scripture is it causes the glory of the Lord to be your front and rear guard. The glory of the Lord will be your guard. As you dedicate these 21 days, that God will go before you and he will go behind you. He will hem you in, your family in. I don't have to worry about one thing because I have placed it in the King of Kings and the Lord's heart. Here's some things. What kind of fast are there? There's 4 different kind of, like, I'm going to subgroup these into different topics that I see in Scripture. The last one is not in Scripture, but I believe it's a good one. A selective fast. What is a selective fast? This is a type of fast that removes certain elements from your diet. One example of a selective fast is the Daniel fast, where he removed pleasant bread and all king cakes and meat and sweets and bread from his diet. And then he was asking the Lord to reveal what some visions meant, and he did that. You can do that. I believe that God honors even a fasting of sweets. I've done that before where I'm fasting from sweets, not just for physical health, but also for spiritual health. I've done sodas where there's a selective fast. I'm fasting from that thing for 21 days intentionally. Every time I go and crave a Diet Dr. Pepper, that's my thing, obviously. So every time I crave a Diet Dr. Pepper and I don't take the Diet Dr. Pepper, I spend my time praying and seeking, and I'm bringing that thing right back up before the Lord in my fast. So there are selective fasts that we see in Scripture. We see complete fasts, and then so I have the next one as a complete fast. In this type of fast, you only drink liquids, typically water. Sometimes people will take a light juice, and you can do this for part of the fast, or maybe for one day, or maybe 3 days, or maybe 7 days. There are people that I know that have done 21 complete fasts, and there are actually people that I know in my life that have done complete 40-day fasts. I am not one of them, and I don't stand before you as that person, but that have put that before the Lord. And so I just say, be very careful, especially if you're going to work hard and you have a job and those kind of things. 40 days is really for someone to sit and just stand before the Lord. Those people were like missionaries and pastors that I know that were available just to spend time. But there is a fast that you can do that's a complete fast. You see this many times in scriptures. You see what they'll call a 3-day complete fast, only water, mostly to repent of sin and then also to experience God's refreshing and pouring in their lives. So there's a complete fast that you can do for 21 days. And then there's a partial fast. And this fast is sometimes called the Jewish fast because you would see this a lot in the Old Testament. And it involves abstaining from any type of food in the morning and the afternoon. And like Mondays, we do this kind of fast typically every Monday. We'll do a partial fast. Pastor Ted and the staff here and I, we want to include you in on that. What we do on Mondays is we do not eat breakfast, we don't eat lunch, and we just sort of spend time in prayer, praying for the week, dedicating it as unto the Lord, and then we eat a meal at supper. And you can do that for the next 21 days. Say that, Lord, that's what the Holy Spirit's sort of speaking to you. And then that would be what is called a partial fast. And you can see that again in the scriptures. And then also there is what I am calling a soul fast. And a soul fast is simply this. And you don't see it in the Bible because they didn't have media in the Bible and TV in the Bible and those kind of things. But I think these are so effective. And I would even include this one with one of the other three. Because if you are fasting, but then every night you go back and watch trash, or you look through trashy media, or you're doing all these things, really you're not self-denying yourself. You're still doing the same old patterns that you always do. So I would suggest that you would say, you know what, for 21 days, and again, what the Holy Spirit puts on your heart, but it's an option, especially if you have health issues or you can't fast like you would, that you would wish to refocus certain areas of your life that are out of balance. For example, you might choose to stop using social media or watching television for a duration of the fast, and then carefully bring that element back into your life in healthy doses at the end of the fast. And really what it does is it just brings clarity. It just brings an opportunity to hear from the Spirit of God, because you don't have those other competing voices in your head. And so we want to encourage you, and as a pattern of your life, but particularly for this year, when we've done fasting, we've always done a church-wide fast. We've just never talked about it this much, because we believe that God dropped that word pursue in our hearts, and that we believe that we're going to pursue God, and we also are going to pursue people this year. We believe that the action of this 21 days is fasting. And so what now? And I thought, well, I could give you a story of something amazing that happened. And there have been tremendous things that we have seen and answered in prayers through fasting. But I just felt like the Lord say, just, it's you. We're going to do this together. We have already started, and so we want to include you into that. And so we're going to start our fasting tomorrow morning. Is that January 9th? It's January 9th. And then we are going to conclude on the 29th, I believe, which is a Sunday morning. So that will actually be 21, or maybe like 28 and a half days or whatever, of fasting. We believe that God has called us to be salt. We believe that God has called us to be light, and that we are to deny ourselves, pick up his cross, and follow Jesus. Whenever Jesus was here, there was no fasting, but it doesn't mean that we don't fast now after he is left waiting for the Lord. And so we are going to call this 21-day fast, and you can pick whatever fast the Lord put on you. Maybe it's no soda, maybe it's no sweets, maybe it's no social media, maybe it's a fasting of a meal, one meal a day for the next 21 days. Maybe it's one day a week, a complete fast. Maybe it's a three-day complete fast. Whatever. I'm not the Holy Spirit. All I know that he has pressed on us to say, let's do this as a church family. That you would say, God, I am going to pursue you, and that I'm going to believe these 9 things, that it will loosen the bond of wickedness. It will undo heavy burdens. It will let the oppressed go free. It will break every yoke. It will give bread to the hungry and provide the poor with housing. It will allow people's light to bring forth like the morning. It will cause health to spring forth speedily. It will cause your righteousness to go before, God's righteousness to go before you. And the glory of the Lord will be your rear and reward and your guard. Can you bow your head, please, and close your eyes? The next 3 weeks, we are asking that you would start like Isaiah chapter 58. We're asking that you would start with a fast. We are asking that you would be either a selective, a complete, a partial, or a soul fast, and that you would begin to cry out to the Lord, and that you would do the very thing that Isaiah 55 says. I believe that the Lord will speak to you, so you have about a half a day from here, from noon until this evening, to really sit alone with the Lord and say, God, how would you want me to fast? Encourage you also to grab someone that will hold you accountable, that they will sort of help you during this time, that will say, hey, let's fast together. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like knowing that there's someone right there partnering with you. And then be very specific in your fasting. We are specifically fasting. I know myself, I'm specifically fasting for Hope Community Church. This is what God has placed on my heart. But sometimes there'll be a specific name. Sometimes there'll be a specific situation in my life. But I'm just being very specific. Why? Because I love that last part of the song where it says, God, we are waiting with great anticipation. It says we are waiting the presence, your promise to come. Everything that you have spoken will come to pass. Let it be done. We can just spend a couple of minutes as we close out service, just asking the Lord, how would you have me fast? Pastor Ted to just come and close us out in prayer. And we just dedicate the next 21 days to fasting and prayer, just believing God.
We commit our lives to you, O Lord. Lord, as we really just want to pursue after you this year, I pray that you would give each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord, the strength, Lord, to complete this fast, so God, that you have required of us. Lord, whatever it may be, whether it's social media, whether it's TV time, whether it's one meal a day, God, we just say yes. We say yes to you, and Lord, we know that you are our strength, and you will help us, Lord, in our moments of weakness. You will pull us through, oh Lord, and we trust you. Lord, we're just believing for great things. We're believing for miracles, Lord, for salvations. We're believing for all our families, our friends, our co-workers, our fellow students, whoever it may be, God, we're crying out for them, and we're praying for them, we're interceding for them, for their lives. And so, Lord, we're wanting to see salvation. We're wanting to see change in their lives. And so we know, Lord God, that there is a power in fasting. There's a power in prayer and fasting. So, Lord, would you be with us? Would you give us the strength? Would you help us, O Lord? And we commit our ways unto you, O Lord, as we pursue you in 23. We love you and give you all the praise and all the glory in this place today. In Jesus' name.
And have a great day, and we'll see you guys Wednesday at 6:30 and next Sunday.